song. Ooh. And it's a song that you all know, but it's a good song. And it has a lot of message in this song. And He'll Furnish the Grace. This is one of those songs my husband referred to that was born out of much sorrow and lots of tribulations and trials in the life of Reverend Coy McGinnis. And he wrote this song, If You'll Furnish the Grace. He will furnish the grace if you'll furnish the man. And I was thinking about, well, I remember when my mom passed away, it was just within the first hours or day. And my dad was saying to me, he and I were standing in his kitchen, and he said, Leanne, I cannot do this. I can't do it. And I said, Dad, remember what you've preached all your life, that God has the grace when you need it. He has the grace for you, not before you need it, but at the time of your need, he has the grace that you need. So don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about what's ahead of you. Just know that God will provide all the grace that you need when you need it. And that's the wonderful thing about grace. It's not a one-time thing. It's daily. As we need the grace for whatever our need might be, God has the grace for us.
When I came to Jesus, I had nothing to bring. My substance I'd wasted on life's foolish things. I wanted forgiveness and freedom from sin. I bowed before the Savior, and I said to him, I'll furnish the man if you'll furnish the grace. Let me take your hand, let me look on your face. I'll do what you bid me, your will.
If you'll furnish the man, oh.
Sometimes I'm tested, sometimes I'm tried, sometimes it seems something's broken inside. Just when I feel I can't stand anymore, He pours out His Spirit, my faith. If you'll furnish the grace, if you'll furnish.